You have your choice of revenues and cuts. We have the Senate package, or we're going to take the cuts. We can't get 24 votes for revenues and a coalition of things, maintenance of effort, pension reform, revenues as well as cuts, then the cuts are going to go in place and we're going to send a bill over the House with nothing but cuts. I hope that's not the case. We hope to find 24 people of goodwill and courage to move forward, because there's going to be something in there that everybody doesn't like. Everybody's going to find something in the package they don't like. I mean, Montgomery County's going to jump up and down on pension shift. People are going to concern about stem cell. I mean, just in the budget, the people being laid off, 500. What we're considering means also another 500 people getting laid off that are actually bodies. So it's very some tough decisions made. This is going to be a session where it's going to be profiles and courage or profiles and hell, one of the two.
What are we looking at a timeline there? Any idea?
Well, we've got to do the budget by, I guess, March 1st or something like that. It's crunch time.
I mean, is that sort of a doomsday budget that you're outlining?
Yes. We're going to give the body the opportunity to do either one, either doomsday or continue to make the state, have the state make progress. But it's going to be very challenging because we've got three separate focal points. You've got the executive branch, we've got the House and the Senate, all at the present time with different ideas on how to resolve the budget crisis. And so it's, you know, unlike in yesteryear, democracy sort of come to the state of Maryland. It's not one person saying this is what's going to happen, and that's what happens. And so we've evolved, and now everybody has their own independent thinking, everybody has their own independent voice, and trying to herd people together to get 24 votes on the same page here, then to find 71 over there, then have the governor on board also to fit in with his national message is very difficult. Okay.